Hello, and welcome to Talkin' Tales, where we share stories about our animal companions, their unique personalities, their zany antics, and the heartbreak of saying goodbye. I'm your host, Paul Barnett. Welcome to Episode 3. Today, I'm going to talk about two very special ferrets who formed a friendship that could not be broken, not even by death. In the fall of 2017, a young sable ferret had been found in a warehouse. She was brought to my local ferret rescue. I happened to be there with my ferrets as part of a Halloween photo fundraiser. She turned out to be a he, and was the most adorable and relaxed little man. He took to me immediately, and I adopted him that day. He got along well with his new brothers and sisters. It took me a day or so to figure out a name for him. During playtime, he would run towards me, but when I reached down to pick him up, he'd dodge my hand. His name was Dodger. The Artful Dodger, to be more precise. Dodger was a joy to have around. He was full of energy and loved to run and jump and wrestle with his brothers and sisters. I had a robotic floor cleaner, and he would hop on it and poke at it until he activated it. Then he would take it for a joyride. He was also curious about the stainless steel water fountain that I had for the pets. So much so that he worked with his brother Xerxes to disassemble it. Xerxes would remove the plastic clips that held the top onto the base. Then Dodger would pick up the top, tilt it over, and drag it across the floor, making a bit of a mess. It was hard to be angry at him, though. He loved to wrestle in the ball pit and run through tubes. When he was all worn out for the evening, he'd go in the cage to bed. The first few days, he snuggled up with his big sister Piper, who was almost 7 years old, and sadly passed away shortly after Dodger arrived. Dodger brought a great energy to my animal family. Everyone from his older ferret brothers and sisters to his big canine and feline brothers and sisters loved him. Everything was wonderful for about a year. Daily playtime and lots of cuddles. And of course joyrides on the robotic floor cleaner. I started moving the water fountain during playtime to prevent Dodger from spilling water everywhere. In August of 2018, a friend contacted me to say that a stray ferret found him. He wasn't in a position to take care of him and asked if I could help. He brought the ferret to my house and put the ferret in quarantine until I could take him to the ferret rescue later in the week. The ferret was a handsome middle-aged sable ferret. He was well-behaved. When I took him up to my exotic vet to have him checked out, the ferret shelter director asked if I wanted to keep him. I had grown quite fond of him, so I didn't hesitate to say yes. Besides, this little man staked his claim to me while I was at the vet. He climbed up on my back, stood with his front paws on the back of my head, and his back legs on my neck, and marked his territory. He was the first ferret to ever do that to me. I named this little man Ace. As soon as his two-week quarantine was over, I let him join the rest of my ferret family during playtime. During his first playtime, he didn't hesitate to walk up to my oldest dog, Murphy, and introduce himself. Ace was fearless. Murphy was about 23 pounds. Murphy seemed to appreciate Ace's fearlessness, and the two of them became good friends. Ace had plenty of energy and enjoyed exploring and some wrestling with his brothers and sisters. He seemed comfortable both by himself and with his new siblings. At the end of this first post-quarantine playtime, he snuggled up with none other than Dodger. In fact, virtually every night from that day on, Ace and Dodger snuggled up at the end of playtime, either in a hammock or in one of the cardboard boxes that were part of their playground. During his initial vet visit, the doctor noted that Ace had a broken canine tooth that had likely been broken for a while, but the root needed to be extracted. I scheduled his dental procedure. During that procedure, the doctor also discovered a small growth in his gums and removed that. Afterwards, Ace was on some antibiotics, which was standard procedure. During this same time, I noticed that something was off with Dodger. I let the ferrets out for playtime one night, and Dodger wandered around slowly for a minute, and then walked back into the cage and went back to sleep. At first, I thought he was just having an off night, but it happened again the following night. I scheduled an emergency appointment for him. Ace was also having some unrelated issues with his recovery. An infection had developed. Dodger and Ace were seen by the vet on the same day. Dodger was diagnosed with an infection, but the doctor couldn't identify what was infected. Ace was diagnosed with a kidney infection, possibly related to his dental issues. They spent the day at the vet, and I got regular updates on their condition. At times, it looked like we might lose Dodger, but then he showed signs of improvement. Then it looked like we were going to lose Ace, but he pulled through. At the end of the day, both of them had a list of medications, but were alive. The doctor instructed me to isolate them from their siblings and make sure they had plenty of soup and water. Dodger had a fever, so addressing that was important. I put ice packs under blankets for him and checked his temperature regularly. As Dodger was very lethargic, I syringe-fed him soup every couple of hours, since he only ate a little bit on his own. They were put in the same single-level cage, where they had easy access to food, water, a litter box, and a soft bed. It took about 10 days for Dodger's fever to finally break. Ace improved much more quickly, but stayed with Dodger to keep him company. It was during this time that the two really bonded. They spent every moment of every day together. With his fever gone, Dodger was a little better, but had still not recovered. The doctor was at a loss, as we had tried multiple medications, but nothing seemed to work fully. His white blood cell count was much too high. It was then that the ferret shelter director handed me a copy of an article. As I read it, I realized that it was describing exactly what Dodger was going through. No energy, ineffective antibiotics, persistent fever. Finally, something to go on. And then I read the end of the article, which said that every ferret who had this condition died within weeks or had to be euthanized. There had been no survivors. Thankfully, the article turned out to be a little outdated in that respect. Dodger likely had a condition called disseminated idiopathic myositis, or DIM for short. It basically means general inflammation of the muscles from an unknown cause. It made it painful to swallow food or move. Thankfully, Dr. Katrina Ramsell, a veterinarian in Oregon, had studied this awful disease and had developed an experimental protocol to treat it and had had some success with it. Dodger's doctor immediately got in touch with her, discussed treatment, and ordered the necessary medications, which included a specially compounded antibiotic and a chemotherapy drug. I couldn't wait for these medications to arrive. Dodger was clearly uncomfortable. Thankfully, the medications showed up in a couple of days, and the vet tech who received them waited at the office past closing time to allow me to come pick them up so I could start Dodger on them immediately. At this point, it was a waiting game to see if the new medications would help. Dodger was moving around, although slowly, and eating. Weeks passed, and I continued to give him his medications as instructed. By Thanksgiving, about 2 months after his diagnosis, Dodger had a little more pep in his step. He wasn't running, but he was doing a faster walk, and he was spending more time out during playtime. Later in December, I gave Dodger his medication and put him down on the floor so he could play. I turned around, and when I turned back, Dodger was on the far side of the room. I knew there was no way he could have walked there at the pace at which he had been moving. On New Year's Eve, my suspicions were confirmed. I witnessed Dodger run at high speed across the room. Clearly, the medications were working. Over the following weeks, he got back to his normal self. The happiest sound I could have heard was the metal of the water fountain parts clanging as Dodger disassembled the fountain and dragged part of it across the floor. He hadn't done that in about 4 months. He was running and jumping and wrestling. My little man was back. In early 2019, Dodger's blood tests were showing that the disease was in fact retreating. In the spring, the doctor let me know that we could ramp down his medications. By late spring, Dodger no longer needed medication, but the doctor did want to monitor his blood values a few more times, just in case. It had been 6 months, and Dodger and Ace were back to being happy and active ferrets, running and playing, falling asleep in boxes and hammocks, and just being wonderful ferrets. They played with their siblings, of course, but at the end of the day, I'd always find them together. Ace's kidney disease turned out to be acute, not chronic, and so he didn't need any medication long-term for that. Things were great, but sadly they wouldn't stay that way. In the summer of 2019, Dodger's white blood cell count was headed in the wrong direction. He wasn't showing any symptoms, thankfully, still happily playing and having fun, but it appeared that his disease was taking another swipe at him. We needed to stop it from getting as bad as it had before, so we started him back on treatments, though this time he got IV chemotherapy instead of the oral medication he had previously. Thankfully, the treatments worked, and the disease never interfered with his activity level or appetite. Around the same time, though, I noticed something off when I looked at Ace. He had a red bump, or swelling, on the left side of his jaw. When I touched it, it was firm. I took him to the vet. The doctor took a sample of the mass on Ace's jaw and prescribed some medications. A few days later, I got a heartbreaking phone call from the doctor. The lab results pointed to cancer, and due to the location, it was inoperable. The mass was growing quickly, and the doctor said it wouldn't be long before we'd need to say goodbye to Ace. At first, I felt defeated. All of the illness Ace and Dodger endured, and they finally got about 6 months to be happy and active ferrets, and the best of friends. And now this. I realized that I couldn't accept this outcome for Ace unless I was sure that we had exhausted every option for treatment. His doctor heard how determined I was and agreed to talk to an orthopedic surgeon about the case. The surgeon thought that we could perhaps remove the mass and likely part of Ace's jaw. The surgeon normally worked with dogs and cats, but agreed to take Ace's case. I took Ace to the specialist, and he agreed to move forward with surgery after doing a CT scan of Ace's face. He'd need to remove the left side of Ace's jaw, a procedure known as a hemimandibulectomy. But if Ace survived the surgery, he'd hopefully be able to live a fairly normal life. Even better, since we had 3D data from the scan, we could use the magic of 3D printing to construct a new jaw for Ace. Ace was going to be a bionic ferret. Things were looking up. That concludes part one of the story of Dodger and Ace. If you'd like to share a story about a special pet, visit us at talkintalespodcast.com or reach out to us on Twitter at talkintales. That's TalkinTales, or on Facebook at facebook.com/talkintales. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/talkintales.